and it's going to be getting longer by the second. All the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy!
Jim Nantz on the call as Jaden Daniels finds Noah Brown in the end zone. A Hail Mary, giving the number two pick the win over the number one pick in this past year, spring's NFL draft. 18-15, the Commanders beat the Chicago Bears. And a great call by Nantz, but can I just say a little tip of the cap, Tony Romo, for laying out on that and not saying anything?
Yeah. Finally.
Because
just letting it happen.
Yeah, Romo used to be the, I don't know. He just laid out, let Nantz say the entire thing, because that is a really tough thing to do for a broadcaster, because I don't know about you guys, but when I saw that play, I just yelled.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, oh, or whoa. Everybody that I was watching the game with, everybody said something in the moment. It's a tough thing not to say anything at all. Yeah. And Romo just kind of laid out and let Nantz make the call.
Do you want perfect examples of that? We'll pull up the radio calls from either side later on.
Yeah,
later
We do have those, because those, it's an emotional time.
Yeah, I mean, you got what they took. They took over the on offense with 23 seconds to go.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Because remember, the Bears go down and score. Williams, you know, a couple big chunk plays, gets the Bears right down in it. It was super interesting because both quarterbacks make plays in the final minute after really both of them struggling all game. And it was just...
Well, I think more so Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And look, Jaden Daniels, nobody...
Nobody's mentioning that he's playing with
his
ribs. Yeah.
Like, that was the crazy thing about with Jaden Daniels is his effectiveness, especially throughout the entirety of the game, with his ribs that had him questionable, the shot worked.
Yeah.
And
because he was literally a last second thing.
Yeah. He ended up playing, not just playing, but playing effectively and winning a football game for him.
No, I thought both defenses were even better than I thought they'd end up being in that game, Commanders especially. I don't know what the Bears were doing in the first half of that game. I didn't really get what they were trying to build on, but I guess you tip your cap to the Commanders.
Well, yeah, you do.
Because
they've been doing that to a lot of teams this year. I mean, they've been playing well enough to win. Look, the Commanders are, nobody should believe them as a Super Bowl contender, because they aren't.
But they're a good little team.
There were plenty of opportunities for Chicago to win that game. And I think that's coming out of this. This is the biggest question mark moving forward with Chicago is, look, that win, Washington earned that win.
Yes.
It was not a fluke in Hail Mary lost on a 50-50 ball. The fact that the Bears squandered away so many opportunities to slam the door shut
and just couldn't
on Washington and didn't do it, that is what won Washington the game, and they earned because they took up the opportunities that were given to them. They took advantage of them. Chicago turning the ball over and fumbling on the 1 yard line going in to score by handing the ball off to your backup center as your power back, which I don't have as big of a problem with that.
And it was like, whatever.
I think if it worked, the result is exactly why people have issue with it and are criticizing Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus about it. But it was wedge blocking. You're on the 1 yard line. You probably got a guy that squats like 500 pounds carrying the ball, and you just say, just get the ball, push it into the end zone. Everybody in that Bears locker room had said, no, we rep that all the time. This wasn't just something that was like on a whim. Hey, now we're going to do it. It is something that they practice, they have practiced, and they probably will continue to practice for weeks. That fumble, that hurt, because Chicago could have slammed the door shut.
Right then.
No opportunity to do it, right? And take a lead, but you would have given the ball back to Washington with plenty of time to go down the field. What ended up happening was Washington had to punt. Chicago got good field position. They scored 23 seconds to go after almost leaving that door wide open for Washington to hold on to their lead. Chicago found a way to take the lead back, right? But what happened after that, that is where I will go, that's coaching malpractice. That is where Matt Eberflus needs to have this one pinned on him. He's a defensive-minded head coach. There's 23 seconds, one timeout, and they allow a throw over the middle to Zach Ertz. Mm-hmm. Take away the middle when the team has a timeout. You have to defend them straight up. Okay, Ertz gets an 11-yard catch, and then they have no timeouts. You know that. Everybody knows that. They need to get yardage Everything. To get to the point where Jaden Daniels can make a heave to the end zone, and you play soft and you allow a 12-yard out as easy as could be for mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin, who catches ball on the sideline and puts him in the position to get that. After that happens, so they get two uh-ohs, okay? Then you rush three with a spy. Jaden Daniels isn't going to tuck the ball and run 52 yards for the final play. You don't need a spy. No. Right?
Either send him or drop him in coverage. Pick one.
You have, you're sending three with a spy, so you're really only sending three, mm-hmm. and you have five guys to block up front. You got one corner in Tyreek Stevenson who's talking smack to the fans as the play is going on.
They put a clock on him. It was 4 seconds after the ball was snapped before he gets over.
And think of that. Because they rushed only three, bailed him out too mm-hmm. because Jaden Daniels, if they rush more, probably has to throw the ball
sooner.
And that guy's turned around looking out of position. They ran three up that side. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but what we ended up happening was Jaden Daniels ran the longest play since Next Gen Stats has been recording since 2016. Okay. So we're 8 years. He ran a play where 17 seconds in real time elapsed. He held onto the ball for 12.79.
It's insane.
Threw the ball in the air. He scrambled 40.7 yards on that play.
Good God.
Because you're rushing three.
Yeah.
And the offensive line for Washington, amazing job by those guys. Because
they kept shifting and knocking guys off their path and just doing enough for Jaden to be able to walk in. And look, God, him and Penix, man. They throw some of the prettiest deep balls I've ever seen.
That was an incredible play, man. It was an incredible play. And then 29, who was talking smack, Stevenson, talking smack to the fans, goes
up,
tries to knock it down, but ball bounces off his hand. Noah Brown, touchdown. Unbelievable play.
We were watching it in press row during the game yesterday, and the collective, oh my God, I turned I picked the Bears -3 as one of my picks. So and I took back the Eric Gunderson was sitting behind me. I'm like, Bears are going to cover. All right, 23 seconds to go. Not a pretty one, but it's kissing cousin. I'll take it. It's fine. And then that happened. I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
So Stevenson here, exactly how good is he? And is he in danger of being cut this week after doing that dumb stuff?
He's in the game, and in that situation, he's obviously valuable enough for them to keep around. But you want to talk about a short leash? I don't know if it gets much.
Because that's
more.
Literally one of the dumbest things that you can do.
It's up there. He is now. It's back. I think Schefter had it. It apologized to his teammates this morning. So.
Well, he did like an apology in front of the camera too. Yeah. Went to social media immediately. Like there was so much dumb mm-hmm. from the Bears, like. Eberflus had to have been on a short leash entering the season.
Yeah.
We all knew that. You hire Shane Waldron. Well, these are the Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. Good luck with that.
Yes.
That we heard during the combine, right? Or Super Bowl media, radio row, where he was like, no comment. Good luck with that.
The Bears feel like on offense and defense that they have the talent, but it's like if you put the gears in the proper spots, they would be significantly better than they are. They run, but they're not optimized. Does that make sense?
They would be, I don't know, like the Commanders.
Mm.
Which, from a talent standpoint, a raw talent standpoint,
the Bears are probably ahead.
The Bears are ahead. Yeah. They are. But, I mean, I don't think it is
particularly
arguable.
The defensive side of the ball.
In weapon-wise, offensively. I mean, they are. They are ahead.
Because they just have really, McLaurin and Robinson.
Yeah. And
as the standouts.
You have got actual weapons around mm-hmm. Caleb Williams. You went out and you got a Roma Dunze, who actually, we saw some Roma Dunze. Yep. That was good to see.
Yeah.
And the Bears put money in.
And DeAndre Swift is being a dude, continued dude.
And so when you have a coach stand up and say things like this after the game.
Because you're defending touchdown, right? You're defending touchdown there, and them throwing a ball for 13 yards or 10 yards, whatever that is, doesn't really matter. It's always going to come down to that last play. And it came down to a two-second play to the last play, and we got to execute on that one.
No. The 12-yard gain.
12-yard, yeah.
Think of where Jayden Daniels didn't even get the ball to the end zone. Mm-hmm. On the throw that won the game.
He threw it like 65 yards in the air and it landed like, what, 3 yards short?
Yeah. Where it got tipped was like on the 3 or 2 yard line. It's like, no, those 12 yards are really damn important.
Because there's a 0% chance it gets near the end zone if you don't give up 12.
The other thing that made me chuckle out of this, a tale of two radio calls.
Ooh.
First, I give you the Washington Commanders Hail Mary call.
Foreman at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up. Fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
WBIG FM on the call, Bram Weinstein. That, again, Romo, not saying a word. That is what everybody was kind of feeling. And I bet you Romo just had his mic off and was yelling just like he was.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what happened, but that's the beauty of kind of radio calls like that is that we all know what happened.
When the ball's in the air and how long the ball is. He lets it go.
It was in the air for 4 seconds.
It's like it's just silent for that 4 seconds. And you're just like, because you just feel like the distance that the ball is traveling. And it's I love that stuff.
The Bears. Oof. Sad.
To the left, McLaren. And that's where Jayden Daniels is eyeballing. Jayden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jayden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches. Deep pass into the area of the end zone.
And
it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary, 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington. That is the gut punch of gut punches.
Yeah, that sucks. Like ESPN 100.
Gut pinch.
Yeah. Well, I love how they're...
That is the gut punch of gut punches.
Yeah, gut pinch of gut punches, uh-huh. Huh? What is a gut pinch?
Somewhere between a pinch and a punch?
Look, you talk for a living, you're bound to mispronounce something.
Oh, no, it's great.
None of us know how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful to be like, oh, man... I like how we rolled with it, though. Yeah. That's the gut pinch of gut punches.
Hell, Mary, hell, yes!
I love how their color guy, he was like, ah! And then I guarantee you their producer was like, cutting his mic?
Yeah,
and we know what's going to be coming out of his mouth next, and I don't want to get fired because of it.
Yeah, either that or the play-by-play guy gave him a nice sharp elbow right in his ribs.
Yeah.
Did you see the Commander social team video that came out of it? Like it was either Commander social or NFL social, but they had like the Steadicam rushing the field in all of the pandemonium, like as soon as the play ends. It was like a college atmosphere, and it was just subtle, but it was really cool because like it's just sprinting from the sideline into the mess
that's sweet.
That is the end zone. I was like, oh, this is cool. It very much feels like a field storming in college football.
That would have been like if Blazer Social would have gotten in the dog pile after Dame hit his shot, right? Like, yeah. I mean, like, if they would have just
freeze frame,
yeah,
like,
they would have just gone
in,
gone in there with it. Yeah, that was awesome. That game really does highlight, though, in the NFL, what coaching matters. I think both those quarterbacks are going to be really good for a really long time. Caleb Williams did not play well. That first half was...
He was atrocious in the first half.
Really stinking bad. Really, really, really bad. But I think that also goes to coaching, right? And Dan Quinn, you may Colin Cowherd may not like him because he wears his hat backwards on the sideline, right? He is a guy that it appears he has learned from the shortcomings that he had as a head coach before, which he is not getting in the way of Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury in that offense, he's just saying, hey, you go, you do you, you let it rip, and I'm going to do me, and I'm not going to care or think about what any other person thinks of me, my staff, or what we're doing out here. We're just going to go play ball. And they looked more confident. They looked more prepared. And they look like the better team. And that was a situation where you go,
which
the
is
Bears,
such a weird thing to say about the Commanders.
Well, the Bears, because of talent, they were going to win that game.
Yeah.
But their coaching let them down. Their coaching got them in the position where they end up losing on a Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coaching matters still.
Yes. I mean, in the NFL, more than any other sport. But,
hot
yeah, we've talked about this NFC North and the Bears being the team that's going to bring up the rear. And I still think they're going to be like a 9-8 team.
Yeah.
I think they're going to finish the season.
It's really damn good.
They're a good team. But I think they are the single biggest candidate outside of maybe the Eagles for coach could solve a lot of problems and they could be very, very good very fast.